上一次我们在马可福音第十章那里看见了从一个盲人的身上学习信心的功课。
Now in Mark chapter 10, we saw how from a blind man we learned the lesson of faith.
我们记得耶稣教训他的门徒，告诉他们在第十章第四十五节，因为人子来并不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
And in Mark 10:45, Jesus' instruction to his disciples was that the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many.
他刚好教训完门徒有关如何要谦卑的侍奉，就来到了耶利哥城那里，他就治好了这个盲人巴底买。
And at the end of teaching his disciples the story of the lesson of humility, they arrived at Jericho, and there they met blind Bartimaeus.
这一个故事就让我们看见了耶稣，他是立刻的向门徒表示如何的要谦卑侍奉。
So in that lesson, Jesus was teaching his disciples how to be humble and serve.
马可把这一段故事写在马可福音里头，其实在他的这个来龙去脉，让我们看着他如何的接下去的时候，其实让我们看见耶稣是真正的救主。
And in continuing the story and how Mark has laid it out for us, we will see that Jesus is the true Savior.
因为马可把这一个治好巴底买的故事写在这里，巴底买，你们记得吗？他称耶稣为大卫的子孙。
Remember, Bartimaeus called Jesus the son of David.
这个大卫的子孙就是弥赛亚的称号。
And that is the declaration that he is the Messiah.
所以在这一段故事之后，我们就看见了耶稣进入耶路撒冷，他就是要预言里头的那一位救主。
So immediately after we see in chapter 11 that Jesus is going to enter Jerusalem as the Messiah.
所以马可就让我们看见了从巴底买称这个耶稣为大卫的子孙，他就进入了耶路撒冷，他就是这一位预言中的救主。
So Mark chronicles first Bartimaeus' declaration that Jesus is the son of David, and then now we will see Jesus entering Jerusalem as the son of David, the Messiah.
就好像上次我们看这个巴底买的故事，我们学习了三个信心的功课，今天我们会从这段经文学习三个负面的功课。
So we learned three positive lessons from Bartimaeus the last time. Today we will learn three negatives.
这个马可福音第十一章，我们会从第一节看到第二十一节。我们首先来看今天这段信息的大纲，就是错误的要求、错误的盼望，还有错误的宗教。
We're going to spend our time in verse 1 to 21, and it's split into three segments: the false demand, the false hope, and false religion.
这个就让我们看见耶稣对治以色列所讲的一些话。
And these are words that our Lord has said against the nation of Israel.
当耶稣进入这个耶路撒冷的时候，这里所记载的是一个非常奇怪的一段经文。
And this is a very curious account in Scripture. Jesus is entering Jerusalem.
而且从耶稣进入耶路撒冷之后的所发生的这些事情，将会只有一周的时间罢了。
And all that transpires after the entry is just about a week long.
在大概几天过后，耶稣就会被钉死在十字架上。
Just a few days after he enters Jerusalem, he will be hung on the cross.
在这里，他进入圣城的时候，就是耶路撒冷的时候，我们发现这些人来到耶稣的面前，他们在那里好像是在敬拜他。
So as Jesus entered the holy city, Jerusalem, it seems that the city and the people were worshipping him.
所以让我们首先来看第一到第十一节，今天这段经文会比较长，所以我们会一段一段的来念。
So today's scripture is longer, so we'll just look at verse 1 to 11 first.
马可福音第十一章第一节，耶稣和门徒将近耶路撒冷，到了伯法奇和伯大尼。在橄榄山上那里，耶稣就打发两个门徒，对他们说：你们往对面村子里去，一进去的时候，必看见一批驴驹拴在那里，是从来没有人骑过的，可以解开牵来， 若有人对你们说为什么做这事，你们就说主要用他，那人必立时让你们前来。他们去了，便看见一批驴驹拴在门外街道上，就把它解开。在那里站着的人有几个说，你们解驴驹做什么？门徒照着耶稣所说的回答，那些人就任凭他们牵去了。他们把驴驹牵到耶稣那里，把自己的衣服搭在上面，耶稣就骑上。有许多人把衣服铺在路上，也有人把田间的树枝砍下来铺在路上。前行后随的人都喊着说，何撒那，奉主名来的是应当称颂的，那将要来的我主大卫之国是应当称颂的，高高在上，何撒那。耶稣进了耶路撒冷，入了圣城，周围看了各样物件，天色已晚，就和十二个门徒出城往伯大尼去了。
Verse 1, now when they drew near to Jerusalem, to Bethphage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples and said to them, go into the village in front of you, and immediately as you enter it, you will find a colt tied, on which no one has ever sat. Untie it and bring it. If anyone says to you, why are you doing this? They say, the Lord has need of it and will send it back here immediately. And they went away and found a colt tied at the door outside in the street and untied it. And some of those standing there said to them, what are you doing untying the colt? And they told them what Jesus had said, and they let them go. And they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks on it, and he sat on it. And many spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy branches that they had cut from the fields. And those who went before and those who were following were shouting, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest. And he entered Jerusalem and went into the temple. And when he had looked around at everything, as it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12.
我们读这段经文的时候，不知道大家会不会觉得有点奇怪，当耶稣进入耶路撒冷的时候，好像很多人在那里欢迎他，甚至在那里好像是在称颂他一样。可是在第十一节突然间就讲说，他进入这个圣殿，他周围看了看，已经天色已晚，他就离开了，回到伯大尼那里去，就好像是突然间有着一个高潮，然后突然间又什么事情都没有了。
And as we're reading this passage, it's a very curious incident because first, we observe that Jesus was entering Jerusalem with great fanfare. It seems like the people were worshipping him. And then he went to the temple, he looked around, and then almost like an anticlimax, he exits and went to Bethany.
所以在这里我们看到的第一点就是这些人对耶稣有错误的要求。
So first, we observe that the people had a false demand of Jesus.
我们记得耶稣在第十章四十五节那里说什么？他来，人子来，不是为了要受人侍奉，是要服侍人，乃是要舍命做多人的赎价。
Earlier on, we read in Mark 10:45 that the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many.
所以耶稣的降临，他是为了要拯救世人，他是要为了世人的罪而死。
So in his first coming, when Jesus came, his purpose was to die for the sins of men.
他要进入耶路撒冷，几天后他将会钉死在十字架上，这些都是耶稣要来成就的。
Now his purpose was to enter Jerusalem for the sake of being crucified for the sins of men.
在这之前，我们从马可福音第一章到第九章那里，似乎常常读到耶稣不许那些鬼魔告诉人他是神的儿子。
And in Mark chapter 1 to chapter 9, we see that many times Jesus restricted and restrained the demons from proclaiming that he is the Lord.
甚至是彼得说你就是神的儿子的时候，耶稣也说你们千万不要告诉其他的人。
And when Peter declared that you are the Son of the living God, Jesus restrained him from proclaiming that to the people.
因为神的时间还没有到。
Because the timing of God has not been fulfilled.
不过来到了第十一章之前，巴迪买称耶稣为弥赛亚，他就是大卫的子孙，这个是弥赛亚的称号，耶稣没有阻止他。
But in Mark 10, when Bartimaeus declared that he is the son of David, Jesus did not stop him.
耶稣进入耶路撒冷的时候，这里的人称他为大卫的子孙，因为他们说我主大卫之国是应当称颂的， 奉主名来的是应当称颂的，这一些都是指着弥赛亚而讲的。
And when Jesus entered Jerusalem and the people called on him and said, Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David, Hosanna in the highest. This is proclamation that he is the Messiah.
耶稣没有阻止他们，
Jesus did not restrict them.
因为神的时间已经到了，
Because the timing of God has arrived.
再过几天之后，神就会把耶稣钉死在十字架上。
And in the days to follow, he will be crucified on the cross for the sins of men.
这些都是在神的计划当中。
So all this is in the plans of God.
所以耶稣进来了这个耶路撒冷，这里有这一个标题写着融入圣城。
So as you read the header of chapter 11, it says the triumphal entry.
不过这里其实不是真正的带着荣耀进来的，为什么？因为耶稣在过几天之后就会钉死在十字架上，所以为什么这里讲的是荣耀的进入圣城呢？
So, but it is not glory in its fullest sense because in the week to follow, he will be crucified.
我们记得这些标题，还有圣经里头的章节，跟这些哪一节的这些数字，这些不是神所启示的。
And just a reminder that the chapter and the verse numbers and the titles of the chapters are not inspired. They are added later.
所以当耶稣进入耶路撒冷的时候，这里的人对他有这个错误的要求，为什么？
So upon his entry, the people had a very false demand on him. Why?
当耶稣骑在这个驴驹上的时候，这些人把这个衣服，他们把衣服铺在路上，这里代表的是什么？
So as they were spreading their cloaks on the grounds as Jesus passed, what is the significance here?
这里所代表的就是他们愿意伏在主的脚下。
So they are announcing that they are willing to bow down before Christ.
他们愿意让耶稣做他们的王。
They are willing that Jesus will be the king.
我们在旧约里头，列王记下九章十三节那里看见的那些人也是这么做的。当这个耶户要做王的时候，这些人急忙各将自己的衣服铺在上层台阶，使耶户坐在其上。他们吹角说耶户做王了。
We trace this to 2 Kings chapter 9, where they in haste, every man of them took their garments and put it under him on the bare steps, and they blew the trumpet and proclaimed, Jehu is king.
所以在耶稣进入耶路撒冷的时候，这些人把衣服铺在路上，就好像是这个王要登基了，要上位了，他们把衣服铺在地上，让这个王踏过的意思就是说，他们愿意伏在他的脚下。
So as they laid their cloaks on the ground, they were in essence paving the way for the coronation of the king.
可是，这里他们真正的称耶稣为王吗？
But do they truly call Jesus as their king?
第九节
，verse nine，
前后。前行后随的人都喊着说：“何善啊！奉主名来的是应当称颂的。”
And those who went before and those who followed were shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord."
那将要来的，我主大卫之国是应当称颂的，高高在上，何善啊！
Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David, Hosanna in the highest.
我们的牧师在几年前讲解约翰福音的时候，有讲到这个融入圣城的一段经文。
So our pastor has preached this previously, on the same passage, but in John.
那时我们的牧师让我们看见了这一段经文里头背后的这个背景到底是什么。
And he explained the background to this story.
当他们称何塞纳的时候，在希伯来文里头，何塞纳就是在呼求神拯救。
So Hosanna is a cry for God's salvation.
就是神啊，你拯救我们，现在拯救 ，save now.
So it's save now.
这个就是希伯来文何塞纳的意思。
That's the meaning of Hosanna in Hebrew.
当耶稣进入耶路撒冷的时候，这一些人呼叫耶稣，现在就拯救。
So as Jesus entered Jerusalem, they declared Jesus safe now.
为什么他们称耶稣为王？为什么他们要耶稣现在就拯救他们？
Why safe now at that moment in time?
他们已经听了、看了 而且知道耶稣所行的一切神迹。
They have seen his miracles, they have heard his preaching.
而且当我们看这个四福音书的时候，我们知道耶稣进入耶路撒冷之前，约翰福音告诉我们他使拉撒路复活。
And in the Gospel of John, we see that just before entering Jerusalem, he raised Lazarus from the dead.
无论这个人行多么大的神迹都好，他不能使死人复活是没有用的。
So whatever miracles he did, if he couldn't raise the dead, then he is ineffective.
可是耶稣在还没有进入耶路撒冷之前，约翰福音告诉我们他使拉撒路从死里复活。
So before entering Jerusalem, he did the ultimate miracle. He raised the dead to life.
也在这个约翰福音里头，我们也知道有许多人听见了，他们都纷纷的来到伯大尼，要看这个复活了的拉撒路到底是不是这一回事。
And so those around who heard, they went to Bethany to see Lazarus for themselves, to see the dead come to life.
所以当耶稣进入耶路撒冷的时候，这些人都知道啊，这个是刚刚使拉撒路从死里复活的耶稣。
So as he entered Jerusalem, this was the acclaim. Jesus who rose Lazarus from the dead.
这个是使巴迪买从瞎眼能看见的耶稣。
This was the man who healed blind Bartimaeus.
所以这个就是弥赛亚。
This is the Messiah.
他是来拯救我们的。
He came to save us.
他是要来把这个罗马统治我们的这一些坏人给赶出去的这一个救主。
He is the Savior who comes to chase the Roman rulers away.
所以他们在这里欢呼，叫着耶稣何撒那，就是现在就救我们，现在就把这一些统治我们的罗马人给赶走。
So they were saying, "Save now, save us from the Roman rulers who are oppressing us. Save us now."
现在就要把神的国带到这个地上来。
Bring the kingdom of God to earth now.
在犹太人的眼里，神的国就是指着以色列会统治整个世界。这一个神会带领以色列推翻所有世界的各种政权。
Now in the Hebrew world, in the perspective, the kingdom of God is when the nation of Israel rules over the land.
所以他们有着这样的这个期望，他们就对耶稣也有着这样的要求。
So this was their hope, and this was the demand that they had on Jesus.
我们如果看约翰福音的话，我刚才提到我们的牧师已经讲解过约翰福音，在约翰福音里头也记载着这些人拿着的是棕树枝。
Now in the Gospel of John, we've mentioned that this has been explained before, that these people were carrying branches of palm branches.
这个棕树枝当时也是意味着这个犹太人的战争里头有一个将军，他是非常成功的一个将军。当他打败了叙利亚之后，他进入耶路撒冷的时候，在历史里头记载就是这些人拿着棕树枝欢迎他进入这个耶路撒冷。
Now palm branches was used by the Jewish people to celebrate a general who overthrew Syria in their historyAnd this was used to celebrate that entry of that general.
所以这一些人，他们拿着棕树枝，他们要求耶稣立刻拯救我们。
So in carrying those palm branches, the people were demanding Jesus to rescue them now.
可是神的时间，神的计划不是这样的。
But that is not God's timing.
耶稣他是骑着驴驹进入耶路撒冷，不是骑着战马。
So Jesus was entering Jerusalem on a colt, not on a war horse.
当耶稣进入耶路撒冷的时候，骑着这个驴驹，马可福音没有告诉我们他为什么这么做。
Now Mark doesn't record why did Jesus sit on a colt.
可是马太福音却让我们看见，原来耶稣进入耶路撒冷骑着驴驹是为了要成就这个预言。
But the Gospel of Matthew explains that sitting on this colt was a fulfillment of prophecy.
这个预言就在撒迦利亚书第九章九节那里提到。
This is recorded in Zechariah 9:9.
西安的民啊，应当大大喜乐；耶路撒冷的民啊，应当欢呼。看啊，你的王来到你这里，他是公义的，并且施行拯救，谦谦和和的骑着驴，就是骑着驴的驹子。
Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. Righteous and having salvation is he, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey.
他们要的只是前半节，他们不要后半节。
So what the people wanted is the first half of this prophecy. They did not want the second half of this verse.
他们要王来，他们要王来拯救。
They wanted a king. They wanted salvation.
他们要这个公义的王来把这一些不公义的罗马人赶走。
They wanted a righteous king to chase away the unrighteous Romans.
不过他们却没有看下一节经文，就是后半段这里说，千千合合的骑着驴，就是骑着驴的驹子。
But they did not, look at the second half of the verse, which is he will be humble and mounted on a donkey on a colt, the foal of a donkey.
耶稣骑着驴的驹子进入耶路撒冷，这个代表着平安还有和平。
So in entering Jerusalem on a donkey.Jesus was entering Jerusalem in peace.
耶稣第一次的降临不是来审判世界。
So in his first coming, Jesus was not here to judge the world.
他不是骑着战马战车进入耶路撒冷。
He is not entering Jerusalem on a war horse or a chariot.
可是这些人在这里却没有看见这个预言，也不明白这个预言。
So in not understanding the prophecy or unwilling to obey this prophecy.
在这里他们非常的大声的呼叫耶稣，何善啊，现在就拯救。
In loud voices, they shouted, Hosanna, save us now.
所以他们对神的要求是错误的。
So they have a wrong demand, towards God.
不过神的时间跟人的时间不一样。
Now the timing of God and man is different.
神有他的计划，而且他所计划的一切将会一一成就。
And in his plan, he will make sure that it will come to fruition.
所以我再次的说，在这里耶稣进入这个耶路撒冷的时候，并不是带着大荣耀而进入的，虽然这里的标题写着荣入圣城。
So even though the header says the triumphal entry, Jesus did not enter Jerusalem in great grandeur and glory.
我们知道过几天之后，当这一些犹太人就是同样那些欢呼叫他何善啊，在这里称着何善啊的这些犹太人，也是同一批犹太人将会说钉死他，钉死他。
Because in a few days time, this will be the same crowd now cheering for him. In a few days time, they will be the one shouting crucify him.
再过这几天，当这些人看见耶稣来的目的跟他们对他的要求是不一样的时候，他们将会反了。
When the people come to understand that Jesus did not come to do what they intend for him to do, they will revolt.
我们来到第十一节，我们再看第十一节，耶稣进了耶路撒冷，入了圣殿。周围看了各样物件，天色已晚，就和十二个门徒出城往伯大尼去。
Verse 11, he entered Jerusalem and went into the temple. And when he had looked around at everything as it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12.
为什么耶稣进入圣殿，到处周围看了各样的物件？
Why did Jesus enter the temple and look around?
耶稣在这里其实是在查看周围这个圣殿里头所发生的一些事情，其实他是要计划，他的计划就是要洁净圣殿。
Now he looked at it because he had a plan. His plan was to purify the temple.
在第十五节那里我们将会读到，就是耶稣进入圣殿那里，把那些做买卖的人都赶出去。
And in verse 15, we will see that when Jesus entered the temple, he would drive out all those who were trading inside the temple compound.
所以第十一节就让我们看见了这一个下半段经文的一个介绍。
So verse 11 introduced what he would do in verse 15 onwards.
不过在还没有进入圣殿之前，马可将另外一个故事加掺了在里头。
Now in between that two section, Mark inserts this story.
在这个下半段的经文，我们会看见马可把这个咒诅这个无花果树的这一段经文加了在里头。
Now Mark inserts the account of the cursing of the fig tree.
让我们一同来看第十一章十一到二十一节。
Let's look at verses 11 to 21.
第十二节，第二天。他们从伯大尼出来，耶稣饿了，远远地看见一棵无花果树，树上有叶子，就往那里去，或者在树上可以找着什么，到了树下竟找不着什么，不过有叶子， 因为不是收无花果的时候，耶稣就对树说，从今以后永没有人吃你的果子。他的门徒也听见了，他们来到耶路撒冷，耶稣进入圣殿，赶出店里做买卖的人，推倒兑换银钱之人的桌子和卖鸽子之人的凳子，也不许人拿着器具从店里经过，便教训他们说，经上不是记着说，我的殿必称为万国祷告的殿吗？你们倒使它成为贼窝了。祭司长和文士听见这话，就想法子要除灭耶稣，却又怕他，因为众人都稀奇他的教训。每天晚上耶稣出城去，早晨他们从那里经过，看见无花果树连根都枯干了。彼得想起耶稣的话来，就对他说，拉比，请看，你所咒诅的无花果树已经枯干了。
Verse 12, on the following day when they came from Bethany, he was hungry, and seeing in the distance a fig tree in leaf, he went to see if he could find anything on it. When he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season for figs, and he said to it, may no one ever eat fruit from you again. And his disciples heard it. And he came to Jerusalem, and he entered the temple and began to drive out those who sold and those who bought in the temple. And he overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold pigeons. And he would not allow anyone to carry anything through the temple. And he was teaching them and saying to them, Is it not written, my house shall be called a house of prayer for all the nations, but you have made it a den of robbers. And the chief priests and the scribes heard it and were seeking a way to destroy him, for they feared him, because all the crowd was astonished at his teaching. And when evening came, they went out of the city. As they passed by in the morning, they saw the fig tree withered away to its roots. And Peter remembered and said to him, Rabbi, look, the fig tree that you cursed has withered.
所以我们看见在这里，马可他的写作方式，他首先提到耶稣还没有进入圣殿之前，他看见了一棵无花果树，他咒诅了那无花果树，之后他进入了圣殿，他进入圣殿之后又提到了彼得看见这个无花果树的枯干了，他就提起说，啊，这个就是你所咒诅的无花果树。所以马可的写作方式，我们看见这两个故事是相差的。
So you look at the reporting of Mark, right? First, he brings about the cursing of the fig tree. Then Jesus enters the temple, and then afterwards they return, and he writes about the withering of the fig tree again.
这里为什么马可这么做呢？
Why did Mark do this?
他要让我们看见这一个无花果树受咒诅，其实就是这一个圣殿被咒诅的比喻。
So this is an analogy that Mark wants to bring to us, that the temple was being cursed.
我们看这个马可，他告诉我们说，这个无花果树那里有叶子，所以耶稣看见了有叶子，他就往那里去，不过找不着这个果子。
So verse 12, we see that from a distance, Jesus saw a fig tree in leaf, but going closer, there was no fruit.
这个无花果树是非常的奇妙的一棵树来的。
The fig tree is an interesting tree.
为什么在中文里头称它为无花果树？
Why in the Chinese Bible, it's called the fruitless tree, or the flowerless tree?
它没有花却有果子。
It has no flowers, but it has fruits.
如果你是有做栽种的话，你知道，当你种这个种什么都好，它是先开花，然后才结果。
Now, if you're interested in botany, you know that, if you plant something, there will be a flower, and then there's fruit.
所以我们讲开花结果。
That's why we say, you will flower, and then you bear fruit.
不过这个无花果树，它的果子其实还没有出叶子的时候，它就会有果子。
Now the fig tree is different. The fruit appears and then the leaf appears.
所以在这里我们看见马可说，这个耶稣看见有叶子，我们记得这个叶子是出了果子之后它才结叶子的。
Now in the sequence of the fruit bearing,For a fig tree, the leaf comes after the fruit.
所以看见这一棵树有叶子的时候，也就是说它应该是已经结果了，所以才有叶子。有叶子就代表是有果子。
So in looking at a typical fig tree, if you see the leaf, you know that there's fruit.
所以耶稣看见这棵树，从远远看见啊，这棵无花果树有叶子，对他来说就是说很有可能会有果子。
So from a distance, they saw that there was a fig tree in leaf. So chances are there will be fruit.
不过耶稣，我们知道他是神，他是无所不知的神。
But we know that Jesus is the all-knowing God.
他甚至知道这一个拿单叶坐在这个树下，他告诉拿单叶说：“你坐在那里，我已经看见了。”
We know that from a distance, he saw Nathanael and he knew what Nathanael was thinking.
所以耶稣是无所不知的。
So Jesus is all-knowing.
难道他不知道这一棵树是没有果子的吗？
Does he not know that this tree does not have fruit?
他肯定知道。
He knows.
所以我再次的声明，马可把这段故事写在这里是要让我们看见，耶稣咒诅这个无花果树，为的是做一个咒诅圣殿的比喻。
So again, I re-emphasize that in inserting this account of the cursing of the fig tree, that he is really pointing to the cursing of the temple.
马可也让我们看见，在第十三节下半段，竟找不着什么，不过有叶子。他再次的提有叶子，因为不是收无花果的时候。
And verse 13, seeing in the distance a fig tree in leaf, he mentions that again because it was not the season for figs.
这个无花果，它一年里头会结果两次。
Now a fig tree would bear fruit twice a year.
一次是在三月到四月之间。
The first time in March, April.
第二次是在八月九月之间。
The next harvest is August, September.
我们知道耶稣进入耶路撒冷的时候，这一个是三月四月的时间，因为当时将这是一个逾越节的时候。
Now we know that when Jesus enters Jerusalem, it's March, April because it's the time of the Passover.
所以马可不断的强调这一棵树有叶子，而且不是收割，这不是收这个无花果的时候。
So Mark emphasized that there is leaf, but it's not time, not the season for figs.
所以他在这里不断的这样重复，是要让我们看见耶稣真正实实在在的不是真的要去找果子。
So he's recording it for a purpose so that Jesus was not looking for figs in itself.
他不是为了因为找不着果子生气了，所以咒诅那个无花果。
It's not because Jesus was angry, he couldn't find any fig fruit, then he cursed the tree.
他是要让门徒看见他要咒诅这个无花果，因为他有叶子却没有这个果子，因为这个是给人带来错误的盼望。
Now, in essence, this is the curse of the tree because it looks like it was bearing fruit, but it wasn't.
它有叶子，就是代表它之前应该已经结果了。
Now it has leaf, it should be that it was bearing fruit.
不过它却给这一个人带来错误的盼望，因为它没有果子，只有叶子。
But it was bringing false hope to people. There was only leaf, but no fruit.
所以，让我们看见当时这一个以色列他们在圣殿里头的敬拜也是这个样子。
Now, in the same way, in like manner, in the temple, this was their worship.
他们在这个圣殿里头充满着非常多的这一个宗教的仪式。
In the temple, there was a lot of religious activity.
不过却没有真正的这一个内涵。
But there was no true heart to their worship.
这个无花果树在旧约里头是代表了平安，代表了和平。
Now in the Old Testament, the fig tree represented peace.
在弥迦书那里提到第四章四节，人人都要坐在自己葡萄树下和无花果树下，无人惊吓。这是万军之耶和华亲口说的。
Is this in Micah? They shall sit every man under his vine and under his fig tree, and no one shall make them afraid, for the mouth of the Lord of hosts has spoken.
所以就好像这一个无花果树代表了和平一样，这个圣殿就代表了这一个神与这个以色列人同在。
So just as the fig tree represented peace, the temple represented God's presence with his people.
以色列人就因着这样感到非常的骄傲，因为我们的神他是万军之耶和华，他与我们同在。
Now based on this, the Jewish people became very proud that the Lord of hosts was among their midst.
他们以为神只是赐福以色列人。
They thought that God only blessed the Jews.
开始歧视外邦人。
And they started to discriminate against non-Jews.
所以在这个圣殿里头的那一些 宗教仪式等等的，都是他们以为自己在敬拜神。
So all the activity in the temple was them thinking they were worshiping God.
可是当神在旧约里头要咒诅以色列的时候，他也是用这个无花果树来代表。
Now in the Old Testament, when God wanted to curse Israel, he also used the fig tree.
上个星期我们的牧师在这里讲到这个耶利米书。
Now last week we look at Jeremiah.
今天我们也在这里能够看见耶利米书，这个是神的旨意，让我们看见如何的这个耶利米书真正的让我们也看见这个马可福音这里所讲的到底是什么。
In God's providence, we will also look at Jeremiah and see what this fig tree is talking about.
所以你们现在已经在读耶利米书，而且上个星期我们的牧师也在这里讲解过了。
So you're reading Jeremiah and pastor has explained Jeremiah.
所以大家很熟悉这个耶利米书的背景。
You know the background to Jeremiah.
在耶利米书第八章十三节，当神要咒诅以色列的时候，他差耶利米告诉以色列人，耶和华说，我必使他们全然灭绝，葡萄树上必没有葡萄，无花果树上必没有果子，叶子也必枯干，我所赐给他们的必离开他们过去。
Now the Lord sent Jeremiah to speak these words to Israel. He said, When I would gather them, declares the Lord, there are no grapes on the vines, nor figs on the fig tree, even the leaves are withered, and what I give them has passed away from them.
在耶利米书，神差耶利米去告诉这个南国，就是犹大，告诉他们说，北国已经被摧毁了，已经被这一个亚述给吞灭了，你们还不悔改吗？
So God sent Prophet Jeremiah to the southern kingdom Judah, reminding them that the northern kingdom Israel has been vanquished by Syria.
而且预言了这一个圣殿将会被摧毁。
And also pronounced that the temple will be destroyed.
不过当时有假先知说平安平安，一切都没事的。
But at the time there were false prophets that proclaimed peace.
只有耶利米他是唯一神的先知，他所讲的话没人爱听。
But God's one true prophet during that time, nobody listened to him.
这一个预言讲到这个圣殿将会被摧毁，就是在耶利米书第八章那里所提的。
So Jeremiah 8 recordsthe proclamation or the prophecy that the temple will be destroyed.
所以我们回到马可福音的时候，我们知道当耶稣咒诅这一个无花果树的时候，就代表着他将要咒诅圣殿。
So we return to Mark chapter 11 and just the same way this cursing of the fig tree is the curse on the temple.
当然我们知道耶利米的这个预言他成就了。
So we know that the prophecy of Jeremiah was fulfilled.
这一个圣殿在耶利米的时候被摧毁了，而且这些犹太人都被这个都被掳到巴比伦去。
So in the time of Jeremiah, the temple was destroyed and the people were sent in captivity to Babylon.
可是七十年的这个被掳之后，犹太人回到了这个应许地。
Now 70 years after their exile, they returned to Jerusalem.
在以斯拉还有尼西米的时候，他们重建了圣殿。
And during the time of Ezra and Nehemiah, they rebuilt the temple.
直到耶稣的时候。
Until the time of Jesus.
这个希律王他花了整80年的时间建造圣殿。
Now King Herod would then spend 80 years to build the temple.
不过这个圣殿在这个主后70年会被完全摧毁。
And we know that in AD 70, the temple was completely destroyed.
我们可以说耶稣在这里洁净圣殿，他在这里咒诅无花果树，其实也是意味着将来这个圣殿将要被摧毁。
So in purifying the temple, in cursing the temple, he was pronouncing judgment on the temple for the future.
为什么神要摧毁这个圣殿？
Why did Jesus have to destroy this temple?
因为圣殿当时的这个圣殿已经没有了真正的神与他们同在了。
Because at that time the temple no longer represented God with the people.
那个时候的圣殿的那一些敬拜仪式等等的，只是给当时的人一个错误的盼望。
So the rituals were just giving people false hope.
好像这个无花果树有叶子没果子，是一个错误的盼望。
Just like a fig tree in leaf without fruit was a facade of bearing fruit.
这个圣殿里头的这些宗教仪式都是错误的宗教。
So all the religious activities in the temple was false.
耶稣在十一节那里看了这个圣殿里头所发生的事情，不过因为天色已晚，他就离开了。
So verse 11, he observed the temple, but it was turning late, so he left.
第二天，他咒诅了无花果树之后，然后进到圣殿那里。
The next day, he cursed the fig tree, and then he entered the temple.
他们来到耶路撒冷，耶稣进入了圣殿。第十五节，赶出店里做买卖的人，推倒这个兑换银钱之人的桌子和卖鸽子之人的凳子，也不许人拿着器具从店里经过。
So they came to Jerusalem. He entered the temple and began to drive out those who sold and those who bought in the temple. And he overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold pigeons. And he would not allow anyone to carry anything through the temple.
为什么圣殿里头有兑换银钱的人？
Why were there money changers in the temple?
在这个圣殿，旧约里头有教训说，这些犹太的男人，他们每年都必须要缴这个圣殿的税。
So, in the Old Testament, it teaches us that every male Jew have to pay a temple tax.
在出埃及记三十章第十三节，凡过去归纳被那些被属之人的，每人要按圣所的平，拿银子半舍客勒。这半舍客勒是奉给耶和华的礼物，一舍客勒是二十基拉。
Now Exodus 30 records each one who is numbered in the census shall give this half a shekel according to the shekel of the sanctuary, half a shekel as an offering to the Lord.
在圣殿里头，他们必须要献祭。
So in the temple, they have to sacrifice.
在献祭需要买这些动物啊等等来献祭，他们是需要钱的。
So you need money to purchase the offered animals.
所以这一个给这个银子，拿银子来就是为了要买这些动物，为的是要献祭。
So the shekels were for the purpose of buying the animals to be sacrificed.
这个是没有错的。
So there is nothing wrong to this.
不过当时罗马统治了以色列。
But at the time, Rome conquered Israel.
所以他们所用的这个是罗马的金钱。
So they were using Roman denarii.
这个圣殿里头，这个祭司还有就是祭司他们不许这些以色列人用这个统治者的这些金钱。
So the priests were disallowing the people to use Roman currency.
因为这些是来侵略我们的人。
Because this is the currency of our conquerors.
所以他们就设立了这个兑换银钱的地方，他们必须要拿这个统治者的银钱来兑换这个我们。这个圣殿里面只能够用这一种钱才可以。
So they set up a money exchange, and there's a token where they have to change to a temple currency for them to purchase a sacrifice.
这个也是没有错的。
There is nothing wrong to this.
不过历史家记载着当时的这些兑换钱财的这些银钱的人，他们的兑换率是非常的糟糕的。
But historians tell us that the temple exchange rate was inflated.
有这个历史的记载告诉我们，他们的这个兑换率，有他们的这个利润是25%。
So the profit margin was
25%。
25%。
就好像今天你跟银行这个信用卡借钱一样。
Just like lending money from a credit card company.
你知道今天你跟银行借钱，你用信用卡的时候，那个利润也是25%。
Now you know your credit rate on an exchange card is about 25%.
不过这个是合法的。
But that is legal.
不过在神的眼里看，这些人，这些兑换银钱的人，他们的利润其实就好像是贼一样，好像是放高利贷一样。
But in the eyes of Jesus, as these people were doing their exchange, this is inflated. This is a misuse of the process.
还有这些买卖的人，他们买卖的是那些要献的祭物。
And so these people were buying animals to be sacrificed.
有一些人他们会带着自己的动物来。
Some people will bring their own animal.
这些是历史家记载让我们知道的。
This is from historical records.
他们带自己的动物来，不过需要这一个祭司来看这个动物到底合不合格。
So they bring their own animal, and then the priest would have to assess if this animal is worthy to be sacrificed.
因为在旧约里头的记载是要他们带一个无瑕疵的这个动物。
Because the Old Testament dictates that they bring an unblemished animal for sacrifice.
所以这一个祭司就会来看，来查看这一个动物到底你带来的合不合格。他如果说不合格的话，那一些人就没有办法，必须要在圣殿里头买他们的这一个祭物。
So if the priest disqualifies your animal, then you have to purchase one of the animals being sold in the temple.
因为如果他们没有献祭的话，就是罪不得赎。
Because if you do not sacrifice an animal, then your sins will not be forgiven.
这个鸽子当时旧约里头记载是给穷人的献祭。
Now pigeons were for poor people to offer sacrifices.
因为神从来不需要有钱人来献祭而已，他也让那些穷的人也有献祭的方式。
Because sacrifice was not just a constraint to the rich, the poor can bring their sacrifice to the Lord as well.
神要看的是内心，而不是那个动物的大小。
So it's not the size of the animal, it's the heart of the person.
这个鸽子是给穷人的献祭。
So the pigeons were for poor people to offer sacrifices with.
可是在这个当时的圣殿，历史家也告诉我们，这个鸽子的这个价钱是一个金币。
Now it costs a fortune to buy a pigeon in the temple to sacrifice to the Lord.
一个金币。
A gold coin.
这个金币是很贵的。
So it's very expensive.
所以就是穷人本来是要献鸽子，是一个很怎么说是很便宜的动物来的，不过在圣殿里头却卖到一个金币这么贵。
So the pigeon is a cheap animal for poor people to have access to offer and sacrifice, but in the temple it has become an expensive animal to purchase.
所以我们看见当耶稣进来的时候，为什么他要洁净这个圣殿，是因为这个圣殿当时的这些宗教仪式已经不是真正的要为了敬拜神而做的，而是为了要赚钱而做的。
Jesus had to cleanse the temple because the rituals in the temple no longer truly reflected what God intended for them to do.
不过我们还要注意的一点是，耶稣没有赶，不只是赶出那些卖的人，他也赶出那些买的人。
So not just those, Jesus did not just chase out those who were selling, he also chased out those who were buying.
也就是说，在神的眼里，不只是那一些卖到很贵价钱的，他拒绝，他也拒绝那一些似乎是买动物来献祭给他的人。
So Jesus was not just chasing out those who were making a profit from the sale of the animal, he was also chasing out all those who were purchasing the animal to sacrifice to God.
也就是说，神已经拒绝了圣殿里头所做的一切事情。
So Jesus has denounced everything that's being done in the temple.
耶稣说，经上不是记着，我的殿必称为万国祷告的殿吗？你们倒使它成为贼窝了。
And then he declared, my house shall be called the house of prayers for all the nations, but you have made it a den of robbers.
再次的，耶稣其实是在应用这个耶利米书第七章所写的。
Now Jesus was using the words of the prophet Jeremiah in chapter 7.
刚才我们看了在第八章，神会预言说他要摧毁这个圣殿。
So chapter 8 in Jeremiah we saw God pronouncing judgment on the temple.
因为之前在第七章神告诉他们，这称为我名下的殿在你们眼中岂可看为贼窝吗？我都看见了，这是耶和华说的。
Now preceding that, Jeremiah 7, it says, has this house which is called by my name become a den of robbers in your eyes? I myself have seen it, declares the Lord.
所以这里耶稣告诉这些犹太人说，你们使圣殿成为贼窝，他们立刻就会想起耶利米书那里的预言。
So when Jesus was saying these words, the people in the temple would immediately think about Jeremiah 7.
当时这个圣殿里头的一切这些事物都已经成为了一种非常虚假错误的宗教仪式。
Because all that's happening in the temple has become a very false, ritualistic, activity.
当第一个圣殿被摧毁的时候，第二个圣殿被摧毁的时候，这些是因为他们敬拜偶像。
When the first and the second temple was destroyed, it was because they were worshiping false idols.
这里所记载的耶稣时代的这个圣殿，其实是第三个圣殿。
This is the third temple.
这个是在犹太人回到以色列的时候，他们重建的圣殿。
This is the temple that was rebuilt by those who returned from the exile.
这个时候已经没有了这个偶像。
At that time, they don't worship false idols.
他们是敬拜的是耶和华。
They worship Yahweh.
不过神却不接受他们的敬拜。
But God did not accept their worship.
很有可能当时有一些人的敬拜是非常诚心诚意的。
Now, at that time, there might be people who are very sincere.
不过神也不接受。
But God did not accept it.
因为他们当时的敬拜是错误的。
God did not accept it because their worship was wrong.
他们以为能够靠着自己的公义来赚取这个救恩。
Because they believed that they, by their own righteousness, can gain salvation.
这个时候的圣殿就是一个自以为义的圣殿。
Now this temple was a very legalistic system.
所以这一个圣殿是神也拒绝的，不是因为他们拜偶像，而是因为他们自以为义，他们没有按着神的教训来敬拜他。
So God rejected this temple not for the idol worshiping, but because of their legalistic beliefs.
有许多的人今天会说，我们敬拜神，我们非常的有诚意。
Some people today would say, I worship God, we are very sincere.
而且我不管圣经讲什么，我们只要有诚意就好。
And then they place sincerity above the truth of scripture.
可是当时这一个圣殿里头，他们无论是多么有诚意也好，只要他们的敬拜是不蒙神喜悦的，他也会拒绝。
But no matter how sincere they were in the temple, Jesus was rejecting it because they were not doing true worship.
所以我们看见了这段经文里头，耶稣对治以色列的时候，我们可以学习到三个负面的功课。
So there are three negative lessons we can learn from this passage, in which Jesus is denouncing the state of Israel.
耶稣进入圣城的时候，他们对耶稣有着错误的要求。
Now, as he entered Jerusalem, they had a false demand on Jesus.
他们要求耶稣立刻登基为王，立刻把这些统治的人给赶走。
Because they wanted Jesus to immediately become king and then chase away their conquerors.
耶稣没有这么做，他是带着这一个和平进来的，他是骑着驴驹进来的。
Now, Jesus was not here to do that. He entered in peace on a donkey.
在这个咒诅无花果树的故事让我们看见，因为这个圣殿给他们的是一种错误的盼望。
Now, in the case of the cursing of the fig tree, the temple was giving people false hope.
有叶子没有果子。
There was leaf but no fruit.
这些叶子就好像是那些宗教的仪式一样。
The leaf is like the activity and the rituals that they have conducted in the temple.
有形没有心。
There was a form but no heart.
这一个圣殿里头有许多的这些宗教仪式正在进行着。
A lot of activities being done in the temple.
不过神却拒绝了。
But God rejects them all.
因为这些是错误的宗教。
Because it is a false religion.
我们今天来到教会，有许多的人来到教会，对神也是有着这一种错误的要求。
As we come to church today, some of us, among us, would have a false view of God.
这个就好像是这一种成功神学这些巨型教会所给人的一些错误盼望一样。
It could be the false hope that a mega church or prosperity gospel has given people.
你们来信耶稣，你们就得医治；你们信耶稣，就发大财。
Believe in Jesus and you get healed and you prosper.
罪人所要的就是这些。
That is what sinners want.
你最好的生命就是现在。
Now the best life is now.
你信耶稣，因为耶稣要赐福给你，因为他要祝福你，他要你这什么都是为了你好。
Now believe in Jesus because he will give you all kinds of good stuff.
这个是对耶稣错误的要求。
This is a false demand on Jesus.
耶稣来的真正原因是为了要服侍人，是为了要做多人的赎价，为的是为了他们的罪而死。
Now, Jesus came not to be served, but to serve and be a ransom for many. He came to die for people.
的确，耶稣来是为了我们的好处。
Now, truly, Jesus came for your good.
不过，不是我们所要求的。
But not the good that you want.
是我们真正所需要的。
But the good that you need.
当时耶稣进入圣城，那些人要他做王，不过他那个时候来不是为了要做地上的王，他那个时候来是为了要死在十字架上，他是带着和平进来的。
Now when he first entered Jerusalem, people wanted him to be an earthly king, but Jesus came to save them. That is what they need.
所以我们来到教会不要有错误的盼望。
So coming to church, we should not bring false hope.
有许多的人来到教会，对神有要求，对神有盼望，这些是正确的还是错误的盼望？
Now, as we come to church, you bring some kind of hope in you. Is it a true hope or is it a false hope?
来到教会有形没心是不行的。
Now, coming to church, if you have form without heart, that is not good.
罗马天主教会在历史里头也是如此。
Now, we've seen in the history of the church, the Roman Catholic system is the same.
在马丁路德改教之前，那个时候的罗马天主教会是何等的败坏。
Now, before the Reformation of Martin Luther, the church was decadent.
那一个时候，罗马天主教会在卖这个赎债券。
They were selling indulgences.
就好像这一个时候，这个圣殿里头所买卖一样。那个马丁路德的时候，这个罗马天主教会卖这个赎债券，让这些有钱的人买这个赎债券，为了是要赎自己的罪。
Just like they were buying and selling a temple, the Roman Catholic system in the pre-Reformation time were allowing rich people to buy indulgences to cleanse themselves of sin.
当然他们没有说只有有钱人才可以买。
Of course, they did not say only rich people can buy.
不过你没钱你怎么买？
But they price out the poor, so without money you cannot buy.
神完全的拒绝这一些用这个神的名义来敬拜，不过却是为了自己的利益。
So God absolutely rejects all this system that says they worship God, but it's only to benefit the system.
耶稣才是真正的殿。
So Jesus is the true temple.
耶稣在咒诅这个圣殿之前，圣殿还在。不过我们知道，主后七十年，罗马军进入这个耶路撒冷，把当时的第三个圣殿也给拆了。
So we know, it's a historical fact that after Jesus proclaimed this curse in AD 70, the temple was destroyed.
而且到了今时今日，也没有再有圣殿了。
And until today, there is no temple.
第一次耶稣来，他是带和平来。
So the first coming of Jesus, he came in peace.
他钉死的在十字架上。
And then he was crucified on the cross.
我们来看约翰福音第二章。
Now let's look at John chapter 2.
看了这一段经文，我们就结束了。
We will end after John chapter 2.
约翰福音第二章第十八节，我们读到第二十二节。
John chapter 2, 18 to 22.
因此犹太人问他说，你既做这些事，还显什么神迹给我们看呢？耶稣回答说，你们拆毁这殿，我三日内要再建立起来。犹太人便说，这殿是四十六年才造成的，你三日内就再建立起来吗？但耶稣这话是以他的身体为殿，所以到他从死里复活以后，门徒就想起他说过这话，便信了圣经和耶稣所说的。
So the Jews said to him, What sign do you show us for doing these things? Jesus answered them, Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. The Jews then said, It has taken 46 years to build this temple, and will you raise it up in 3 days? But he was speaking about the temple of his body. When therefore he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they believed the scripture and the word that Jesus had spoken.
所以耶稣才是真正神的殿。
So Jesus is the true temple of God.
当然我们知道耶稣他在过几天，就是马可福音的记载，在过几天之后他就会被钉死在十字架上，三天后他复活了。
And in Mark's account, in a few days after he will be crucified on the cross.
他第一次来是带着和平来，不过他告诉我们，他将来会再次的降临。
His first coming was in peace, and then he announced that he would come again.
这些犹太人对他有错误的要求，因为他们误解了，或者他们不愿意相信这个旧约的预言到底是什么一回事。
Now the Jews had a false demand of him because they did not seek to understand what the prophecy was saying.
不过这不代表耶稣将来不会真正的融入圣城。
Now it does not mean that Jesus will never enter Jerusalem in glory.
他第二次来的时候将会是骑着战马而来。
The second time Jesus enters Jerusalem will be on a war horse.
这个是启示录让我们看见的。
We will see this in Revelations.
启示录那里告诉我们耶稣即将来临，当他来的时候将会真正的成为这个世上的万王之王，他会审判一切的罪恶。
Revelations tells us that Jesus will return as king and he will rule as judge over the nations.
这个是神的时间，不是人的时间。
And all this will happen in God's time.
所以我们今天来到这里，我们看了马可福音的这一段经文。
So we've considered Mark 8.
让我们学习这些功课。
Let us learn these lessons.
而且今天也是每一个月的第一个主日。
This is also the first week of the month.
我们来到这里要纪念耶稣为我们所做的。当他进入耶路撒冷几天之后，他将会钉死在十字架上。
Now, a few days after he entered Jerusalem, he will be crucified on the cross.
不过三天后他复活了，而且他教训我们要纪念他所做的，他所为我们做的。
And before his death, he reminded his disciples to remember what he has done for us.
所以我们今天在 10月的第一个主日，我们会来纪念耶稣所为我们做的一切。
So on this first Sunday of October, let us remember what the Lord has done for us.
这个主的圣餐是为信徒所设的。
The Lord's Supper is just for believers.
如果你是